Okay, so it's recording.
Okay, well, that's good.
It is good. I'm very much out of practice. I'm not sure how any of this works, and I was so disappointed the last time I did a gappage with Mark Blevitz of all people, and it was a failure. So I guess doing it with you, it doesn't matter as much if it's a failure because we've already got 50 behind us, so.
Well, exactly, and I don't even really have any more what do you call it
Wisdom?
investment into it, so
No.
yeah.
No, you gave up on this a long time ago.
Well,
Well, let's start. What is this thing? And who are you?
this is Brent Morris, and this is Gappage
This is Gappage.
episode I don't know what episode a few after I got fired.
Well, I think it might be 51. I don't know if there's been any since then. Since number 50. I don't know. That's something we should look up sometime.
It's 53.
Oh, 53. Well, what do you know? Okay. Is your heart in it? Because mine's not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Oh,
your
that's
heart's
good. But,
not in it?
well, then,
Well.
well, my heart's not in anything these days. I think it's a real effect of this social isolation. It suits me too well. I've given up on a lot of stuff.
It's this whole social isolation pandemic thing is really messing with my head too. Like I'm a homebody kind of person to begin with. Like I'm comfortable just hanging out at home.
Right.
But I haven't been more than two blocks in 8 weeks, and it just like I feel like I have a lot of extra time to like live in my thoughts. Watching far too much, I don't know, too much, but a lot more TV than usual.
Yeah, me too.
And like I have other creative projects that I want to go participate in, but I don't, it's hard to get the willpower to get up and go do something. And
I
I
think
think,
a lot of people are finding that.
it's this new way of living that it's like we're having to use more energy than we're used to like just maintain an emotional normal, you know?
That's an interesting way of putting it. It would you'd think, hey, what could be easier than doing nothing? But I think it's taking its toll. I find like I'm not even looking forward to getting back together with people. Like you'd think I'd be saying, "Oh my God, I live for the only cafe." And I don't know, maybe I'm a little worried that it's going to be a sudden flood, there'll be too many people, it won't be the same. But I'm not keen, I'm not excited. I'm comfortable being without my friends.
Yeah, I think so. I feel the same way as well. I when things open up again, I don't know. I might go out and see some friends. Like we have some good friends in the city that just had a baby, and we haven't got to see the baby yet. And go visit with people, but going to a restaurant.
Oh, you've changed. I can't imagine the old Brent saying the first thing he wants to do after this social isolation is over is going to see a baby. It's not, it
Randy really
doesn't,
wants to see
it's
a
not a
baby, and
judgment, I'm not saying it's a bad change, just something different.
it is a little different, yeah.
Right.
So I want to be able to go out and support restaurants and that kind of thing, and I
Yeah.
do my part ordering Uber Eats probably far too often,
Well,
but
I thought, isn't Uber Eats in trouble now for gouging the restaurants, charging too much, or taking too big a cut?
yeah, they probably take, I think, 30%, I heard, but
Yeah,
there's
got no respect for that.
but they do other things. Like I think some of the smaller restaurants, like not a big chain like Swiss Chalet or something, but I think for the smaller restaurants they said they have smaller fees,
Yeah.
and I think they have, what's it, on Wednesdays, They don't charge
Let's not give them any more advertising. I just
restaurants anything.
Anything Uber,
I don't know.
I don't like. I don't like the Uber ride system. I don't like Uber Eats. I don't like this. What do you call the hotel business thing? You know, somebody buys
the Airbnb.
Airbnb. I'm just uncomfortable with any of that stuff.
Well,
but that's
if,
a sign
if
of
you enjoy.
Each.
If you enjoy Schadenfreude. Reading stories about how people's Airbnb business plans have all been shot to shit is a fun, it's a fun read if you want to hear about a bunch of people that took out, you know, several mortgages on a whole bunch of what they thought were income properties and
well,
COVID happened.
No, no sympathy at all.
Yeah, same here. So,
okay, let's move on a bit. I didn't want this whole thing just to be about, COVID-19, because everybody else's is, but it's hard to avoid. I mean, it does have such an impact on our life. Like, let's back up a little. Like, what actually gave rise to this occasion? Like, why are you and I doing a gap edge now?
I don't recall. I think you said you wanted to do one. Was it you?
Well,
or was it me?
That. I've been saying that for a year.
Yeah, but that's just a general pervasive feeling that I think it was you. I think it was you that said you wanna do a gappage about isolation, and you wanted to do it with me. I think that's what it was.
Well, it
you
is.
Couldn't...
It is. I'm just surprised that it's actually happening. no, you're right. I won't weasel out of that. But. Maybe even why now? I'm actually posing that as a real question, because what's the change? My God, do I actually miss Brent? Could that be it? You know, I don't know.
That could be it. I mean, this.
God, that makes me squirm just thinking that.
Oh, I know you love me, Ken.
Well, I do, and this is the thing, and I'm going to go on here, and I'll get it out of the way. There are times when I think of you and Brandy, and I almost come to tears. I really mean that. I'm just, my God, what a fucking happy ending. This doesn't happen very often in life. And it's not to say that everything is going to be blissful till the day you die, because no marriage or relationship is ever like that. But it's such a wonderful thing for both of you, and that's rare and wonderful.
I agree. I never thought.
Well, you have to, don't
you? I do.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I listen back to some of the old episodes of Gappage where I'm just like fighting off depression and don't see my life going anywhere.
Yeah.
And
it's wonderful. It genuinely makes me happy when things like that happen. And they're not that common for somebody's life to have a significant change for the better, you know. So that's a good thing.
Gross.
I know it's so much easier to be rude, mean to you. But then the thing is, you're so good at coming back even meaner. So maybe I've learned my lesson there. Try being nice to him. See what that was. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, no, it totally throws me off. I don't know how to react to it.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's probably uncomfortable for the listeners, too. They're not used to that. Okay. So, well, here we are. We're doing it. And we say I'm partly responsible for that, but you finally agreed to, and that's good. So, what is it we want to talk about or explore? I mean, I have absolutely nothing in my head. Nothing, you know, and it's not that I'm looking for topics, but I'm just curious to know where this will go organically. Like, what do we have to share?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I also got some COVID brain going on as well. I just kind of, I'm one of the very lucky ones in that my job is completely, other than working from home all the time, my job is unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
It's secure for I don't know. I have no qualms for the next year at least. I'm in a good spot, but yeah, like my life is so different. I no longer have a commute. I you
Which
know,
you never
didn't get a
enjoyed.
yeah, I've never been a big fan of my commute, and when I moved to Hamilton, it took less time, but it still felt longer. But I don't have that life doesn't exist anymore. I walk 10 feet to get to my desk in the morning from bed, and
Any thoughts of moving from that cozy little apartment you're living in?
I mean, the finding a home or something is a long-term goal, but it isn't going to happen for a few years at least. We're quite comfortable in this place. Our
That's good.
rent is reasonable or a good deal. Like when I first moved out here, we had looked at moving to a new place for both of us, and it was just the price difference wasn't big enough to be worth it. So
You like the
we got a
location you're in?
oh yeah, it's great. We're steps from parks, and we're near the water, and it's like a nice, quiet neighborhood. But we're also, a 2-minute drive to get to the downtown area in Hamilton, where all the, restaurants, James Street, where all the big restaurants and stuff are, and I'm near the GO bus for work. So it's a good location, and it's kind of saving up for a down payment to find a place that we can afford in this area if we can. Unfortunately, our next door neighbor's house is for sale, and I'd maybe go. We were looking at pictures of it on the MLS site or whatever that's called, and it looks gorgeous, but
It's not.
I don't have a down payment already yet.
That's a big deal. Listen, speaking of Hamilton and all its wonders, I guess there won't be a gathering this July at Shea Marco.
I would doubt that. I imagine social distancing is gonna carry on at least until there's a vaccine. They may allow groups of 10 people or something like that, but I don't foresee any large gatherings happening for at least a year, and however long a vaccine takes.
I'm of the same mind. I think everybody is. I think we've just sort of accepted that. I've lost my summer tour, of course, of the Japanese students. But I'm feeling okay about that. A relief, actually, and it's nice to have a summer off.
Right. Well, and you have your I meant to ask earlier, how's your foot, or your knee rather? Like I was worried before this all happened about you having to walk around and
Well, they do knee replacements. They don't do so many foot replacements.
damn, I
It's
was banking on that.
fine. I can feel it now. I what happened was I was doing the physiotherapy at the hospital, and then of course because of social distancing, they canceled that. So that was very helpful. And doing exercises on my own at home is always a bit of a struggle. And I sort of stopped and started walking instead. And then my knees started bugging me again. I realized, no, you have to every day bend it in certain ways and keep up with the exercises. And it takes a long time. Like I still go up the stairs with two hands on the railing and sort of pull myself up one step at a time. And you get the feeling that may be it for life. But I can walk. I've walked up to almost an hour, which is great, with just a cane. And the cane is for balance, not for the knee. So, I'm happy about that. What's bugging me more, and I'll drop this as soon as we see what it is, I've got carpal tunnel in my right hand, and that is just bugging the hell out of me. And I've had it's 3 months now. And it's just a constant tingling. It's like an electric current, like your arm is plugged in. And you've got this tingling going through your thumb and first two fingers, and it doesn't stop. So everything you touch feels kind of shitty. And I'm wearing a wristband 18 hours a day, so it's just annoying. And of course, it's not important in terms of all the other hospitalizations that have been postponed. So I haven't even had an X-ray or an ultrasound yet. So that's that's it.
Watch out for that, because I too have carpal tunnel on both arms.
Did you have surgery?
I right before we went into lockdown, I had an appointment with my doctor that week, I think, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll put in a referral for you to get surgery to take a look at." I think there's some plastic surgery. You see a plastic surgeon, and they do some loosening of some tendon or something in your wrist.
Yeah.
So that was initially contemplated, but one thing I will say that I hope you don't have to do is the test that they do, the neurological test, to see if how your, I guess your nerves respond to electrical current. Yeah. Have you had that?
Yeah, I had that for my feet because I've got neuropathy in my feet, and they wanted to know how far down the legs it or how far up the legs it went. And my neurologist just did a quick check test, so it's there. But listen, what are your symptoms? Do you have that tingling constantly, or how's it manifest itself?
For me, the tingling goes on and off, and it isn't really at any particular time of day. But yeah, I get tingling in my fingers on both arms, and then I get like a dull but persistent pain in my forearms on the left and right.
God.
Yeah, so that's no fun. But I don't think it's not like this tingling happens all the time. It just sort of comes away.
Mine it's constant. Like as we're speaking now, I can feel it. If I just the only thing I can touch is my pussycat because it's nice and soft. That's all. I can't. Everything I hold, it just bothers me.
That's awful.
It is really annoying, but I don't like to whine about it. It's boring for listeners, for sure, for one thing. But I guess I'm thinking mine is tied into, I have stenosis. That's why I have the neuropathy in my feet. It's just a narrow spine, and that leads to pinching of the nerve. And my neurologist said it's probably the same for the nerve conduction in my arms, right? It's just the way I was configured in the DNA. So it's
right.
If you've got it in one place, you're going to have it in another. In other words,
yeah. Like I got some similar thing in my leg that they can't identify from my pre-existing condition that I have that I was born with. I went to a neurologist and they looked at an MRI of my spine and he's like, I don't know which of this is pre-existing and which of this is new. So. He's kind of like, I don't know what to tell you.
How's your walking these days? Is it painful to walk or are you okay?
I have good and bad days, but it's probably, I think it's worse than it was, 5 years ago even. Like we'll go for walks around the block or something and, walking for more than half an hour, 40 minutes will, it'll start to hurt and my legs and knees get tired. So, it's something to manage my weight better. Though apparently, isolation means I don't eat as much. So I've been losing a bit of weight.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I am two meals snacking a day. So much. I can't believe it. In stuff that I never eat before, like ice cream every day, chocolate cookies, just stuff. And my wife is buying it. I'm buying it when I go out. And it's not the normal pattern. I wasn't like that before, but it seems almost like during the day I'm bored in the evening watching TV. Oh, I need a snack.
Right. So, yeah. It's a boredom thing. I think it might be a stress response.
Yeah. Yeah.
My weakness of late for snacks is Cheetos, which that used to be like maybe once every couple weeks, and seems like every time I go to the convenience store, I'm grabbing a bag of Cheetos because I just every other day almost just have a bowl of Cheetos because why not? Yeah. But that's probably not the healthiest behavior.
No, but we have to forgive ourselves during this time. Surviving is, you know, the goal. If we fall short in a few areas, that's okay.
Yeah, I try to be forgiving of my forgiving to myself of my behaviors, I guess, in this time. Like, yeah, like I was saying earlier, you know, I feel like I have a lot of time to self-reflect and, you know, why do I feel this way about something or other, you know, examining my beliefs, I guess. I don't know. I find myself doing that more than I used to. Because, there's just all this extra time.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing, but too much of anything is bad, right? So, yeah. Okay. I find weird things are happening now where, politically, I, you know, disagree with dumb Ford, but he's been doing a good job lately, and I find it odd to be like, oh, he's, you know, defending him in comment sections sometimes, and which is an odd feeling.
But if you look at your other friends, you'll find that everybody said, wow, this guy, you know, has really come through in this crisis. He really seems to be compassionate. He's doing his best. So I don't think that's so unusual. I mean, once this is over, he may go back to his old self. But I think right now is the general consensus. Maybe it depends who your other friends are. But the overall consensus is, hey, he's doing well. Nobody touches Mayor Cuomo of New York City, though. Or governor. Oh, governor. He's just been amazing. Have you watched him at all?
Yeah, I've watched some of his briefings when they show up on the news.
Yeah, they're incredible.
They're incredible. I saw someone made some viral video or something where they acted out some speech he gave the other day where he started talking about his daughter's boyfriend. Have you seen that one?
Yes. Good stuff. Listen, I'm very aware we've gone on for 22 minutes, and I'm enjoying the conversation. It's going nowhere. But I think if we put this out for somebody to listen to, what's the difference between this, of just you and I having a chat, or this actually being a podcast? You know, I'm a little uncomfortable about that now. Maybe this should just continue as a chat, as we did a few weeks ago with you and Brandy. And it isn't a Gappage podcast.
We could do that if you wanted. I mean,
I don't want to. I just want it to get more interesting for our listeners.
Well, that's on them, really. I mean, they don't like it, there's other things they could go listen to.
Well, no, but I'm saying people, you know, when we put the word out, and we will, hey, guess what? There's a new Gappage out. People will come to it with a certain degree of expectation. Oh, that'll be fun. Ken and Brand, well, what do? We tease each other. We make jokes. Sometimes we laugh. We haven't done any of that.
Yeah.
I got a chicken. Serious. You think that'll help?
Hey! That's a chicken.
Does that improve
Chicken's
things?
A great help. I don't know. I don't know. I just said I don't know where my horn is, and then I looked over and I found out what shelf it's on. Hold on. I need to get my horn.
Oh, you better. I'll ring the bell while we're waiting. Oh, there we go. You know what's nice? Tennessee Jason still uses the clip, that very short clip of you doing the horn without the horn to open or to begin his episodes of his podcast. And I love it every time I hear it.
It's a great honor. It always makes me laugh when I listen to him.
Well, it's so funny because it just triggers a laugh. Because I was in hysterics at your impression. And of course, back then, both of us were quite stoned. But it was very funny at the time, and it's still funny.
How's your marijuana usage in this time?
almost non-existent. Maybe in the entire past 3 months, I'm sort of measuring things by when I had my surgery.
Right.
In 3 or 4 months, I think I've had 2 gummy bears worth. No joints, nothing. No smoking, no vape, nothing.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and hardly any alcohol at all. I've got a bottle of water with me now. I didn't get to the beer store, didn't buy any, which is strange too.
Well, one of the things I've been doing every week in this new life is ordering from Collective Arts. Just getting a couple dozen beers every week delivered right to the door, and that's definitely a lifestyle that I'm going to keep up.
A couple of dozen every week.
Yeah.
Like 24, yeah, 24 beer a week.
Yeah, between me and Brandy and... you know, we try some new flavors and stuff, and sometimes we don't like it. So got about a, you know, dozen beers that are drunk and will not be drunk unless things get very dire. Someone comes over that likes that kind of beer. I got some of that stuff.
Or you don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of nice. I mean, I like the sounds of that, but, no, I'm just very conscious of not wanting to spend the money, for one, and of course, the beer I enjoy the most is draft beer at the only cafe. But anyway, having said that, I kind of wish I had a beer right now.
Yeah, well, now I feel bad for drinking this delicious Collective Arts audiovisual lager. So,
well, it's my fault. I could have gone out today and got some, and I have a new project I'm quite excited about. I may as well share it here.
Yeah, you better.
You know the guys, our little circle of American friends and the In Your Ear Holes podcast of Jason from Parma. And they've been doing the Corona Paloozas. Have you listened to any of those?
I have not.
Jason, and what's his name? The former DJ, Oliver Rockslide. They've been putting out these Corona Paloozas of maybe just a couple of songs, but with an explanation and just fun, or they're following a theme. They voted Tennessee Jason the winner. Like, he's just done some, like, I don't know, Broadway musicals and something else.
Wow.
And they've been good to listen to. They're worth listening. I know you don't listen because they would never mention you on it, so I understand why you haven't heard any of them. But they are good listening. They're quite entertaining. So I got an email from a friend who I've never met in Winnipeg who's been listening to Dicks and Jeans pretty well from the beginning, I think. A fellow called Glenn. And said, dude, I really enjoy these Corona Paloozas, but why don't you do one on country music? And because that's kind of my thing, and he likes country music, and I thought, oh. And right away, I had this uncomfortable feeling. No, it's a triad. They always refer to the three of them. And you know how you get little groups and subgroups and closed groups within podcasting communities? And I really felt, no, that's a triangle. They always refer to the other two. You know, each one talks about the others. I can't go into that. But the idea stuck with me. Well, hell, country music means a lot. And I don't mean popular country music. I mean the stuff I grew up with as a kid. And I've got a good collection. And I thought, gee, I'm kind of interested. And I've just started going at it and started, made a spreadsheet with some names. And next thing, I'm getting the tunes. Next thing, I'm making a playlist. And I've really, really been enjoying it. And I'm just at the point now of, maybe a part way through a two-part episode. So I posted on their Discord, which is another thing you belong to, but you never participate in.
Right.
Said, I've got these, and I'd like to offer them as Corona Paloozas Cowboy Editions. But I think I suggested if it's a closed group, that's okay, but I need to tell you, I hold grudges, and I'm really, really petty about these things. And I know if they had said, no, it's just the three of us, I would never forgive them. I would have been so angry. But I'm telling this story because it exposes a weakness in my own character. I'm very defensive. I've always been kind of on the outside. And sometimes you get in that position and you can develop a little bit of self-pity and you're like, okay, yeah, I'll stay out here. Fuck you anyway. And that was kind of the attitude. And there was no reason to think that they wouldn't welcome me with open arms. Hey, sure, the more the merrier. But I projected so much. You know how you have these conversations in your head? I was so quick to assume Jason in particular, Parma Jason, was going to, well, maybe not. I think I never forgave him. Remember we recorded a, what was the show? Asshole, Show Hole. What was it?
It was a Show Hole or maybe an Anger Core?
Yeah.
Show Hole.
And he said, no, that one doesn't count. And mm-hmm. I filed that away as, you know, a little, all right, that's not very nice. And of course, it was a terrible episode. I could quite understand why he wouldn't. But still, the pettiness, the petty part of me, you know, held on to that grievance. And so maybe that's why I projected. Well, he was the first one to say, hey, sure, great. And it's motivated me to try even harder to do a better job. So I'm very excited about this. I'm having great fun. I'm doing research on each of the listeners. It's taking me back to my childhood, how much this music meant to me. I'm delighted with the songs I've chosen, and each one means something. So it's actually, of all the things that have happened during this COVID time, this is actually turning out to be one of the highlights.
That's fantastic. I'm glad that they are welcoming to your input. You were talking about like these little groups and stuff. Yeah, I do podcasts with them, but they're I see Jason and Jason's and Oliver's music thing as like the entirely separate group for me. And I know it was probably on. I don't know if...
Well, you disgraced yourself when you did that, the top 100 albums.
Oh, come on. That's not fair. I was told that I could do anything I wanted, and it was okay if I hadn't listened to it before. So I listened to it a bunch, and I don't know.
Oh, I thought you hadn't listened until they played it that time.
Maybe said that for comedic effect. Yeah, I didn't realize people would be so offended.
Well, I think I'm trying to be funny too, so I'll let that go. But
Randy did a better one of those than I did anyway. So
I want to, after telling my story, I thought I told that story quite well. I don't want to focus on the fact that they let me in. I'm focusing on the point of how happy I am that I'm doing this thing, and that it took somebody who I don't communicate with regularly, maybe a couple of times and, you know, maybe only three or four times over the course of 15 years have I heard from this guy. But I think that's so neat when somebody plants a seed and, you know, you nurse it for a while and you think about it and then you start getting into it and it becomes fun. My problem is when this happens, there's a point where it keeps rising, 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 getting more and more exciting, more thrilling, and then, bam, sudden drop-off. Okay, bored, not interested anymore. Done with that, finished.
Right. That's what happens. That's what happens to me. I mean, I'm the reason why the B&B podcast editions haven't continued on beyond episode 4 or whatever we did. I keep meaning to go back to it, but... for me, it gets fun at the beginning, and then continuing to do something, it seems less fun in my mind.
Well, that's why I had to fire you from Gappage, right? The same thing.
Right. Yeah.
You got a track record. Are you not going to try and improve that part of your character failing?
I think I might. I do. I was just thinking today, probably in preparation for doing this podcast, I was like, oh yeah, Brandy and I should do another podcast. You know what the problem is? So the initial idea in my head, at least, for what our podcast was, you know, any podcaster, you make a joke about something, you say, oh, that'd be a great podcast. Mm-hmm. And so the thought with the B&B podcast editions is we would just do at least one episode of those ideas. And but now I'm getting ultra critical, and before I even record an idea, I come up with all kinds of reasons why it doesn't work. And that's
Too much thinking.
self-sabotage. Yeah, exactly.
You got to get into the zen of it. That's why the Dixon Jane's podcast has survived for 15 years. It's of the moment, and if it works, fine. But the less planning and the less forethought, the better. If you can trust your instincts to keep going. But if you're continuing analyzing, as I was earlier in this podcast, is this any good? It brings it to a halt. It ruins it. Right.
Yeah, so I need to get out of my own head,
Yeah. Yeah.
and do one of those podcasts.
Yeah. Be
It's not like we have
spontaneous.
anywhere to be.
Yeah. Well, I gave a story. Have you got a story you'd like to share? No?
No, I think I'm good.
No.
I don't know. You always do this to me.
I
You
know.
always you throw out a thing
Well,
after
it's
you said a thing,
intentional.
and
You
then I
know
have to
that.
do
So
it.
that my story looks better. Oh, I gave him a turn. He didn't do anything, right? That's all part of the power struggle, Brent. Isn't that what Gappage was about initially? The power struggle?
Yeah, it was, and I always lost, and here I am losing again.
Yeah.
Now I remember what this was like.
Well, you play dirty though, and you usually manage to get the upper hand by the end of the show. You know, you just the it. I push you just enough to trigger the real reptile in you, and then something comes up. So I'm giving you that chance.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you've just become a nicer person as a result of being with Brandy. I don't know.
That could be it. I don't
Yeah.
know. You listen to Brandy and I playing video games, and you would learn that that's not true.
Yeah.
That's the one avenue in our relationship where name calling is allowed.
That's pretty exciting, though. I mean, that's another form of love, too, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from a family that expressed love through sarcasm. So making joking, sarcastic, roasting someone is a sign of love.
Right. Well, that's to me, the test of friendship is being able to tease somebody. And you can always tell how close your friendship is by the degree to which you can tease them. And then you can sort of you pull back a little and you meet some other people. Well, I don't think I can go there yet. I don't think they'd take that the right way. And you've got to be quite careful about it.
Yeah, well, that must mean that we have a very close friendship, Ken.
Well, I think it does. I think we realize we can push pretty far back. I think we established that really early on in the game. And I think that's good. And I don't think that's something that can easily be broken. It would take an awful lot to end or destroy this friendship, you know,
Well,
to break the trust.
I agree. I mean, it certainly survived me getting fired from my own podcast, so I think we're pretty good.
Well, 38 minutes. Looking at that clock, I'm kind of waiting for something to happen. Should we look for
That's our new life.
You know what I've been doing and totally enjoying it, and it's part of COVID and the fact that I don't have to do a summer tour. I've been watching on average 3 movies a day, and I'm going to all the TV channels I have where you can just record, and I'll go through like a 48-hour period. So, oh, that looked good. That looks good. That looks good. And I'll record them. I've got a backlog now, but I've seen some great pictures. And for every one of them, I put out a tweet and a picture. I use my camera and I take a still photo of the film, of the main characters, and then do a little research. And they always find, oh, that's interesting about that film. And nobody else cares, but I've been consistent about that doing it from the beginning, you know, for the past few weeks anyway. And it's been great fun. Stuff that, you know, finding, well, who's the director? Who was the actor in this part? Like today, I watched a movie, like these old Charlie Chan pictures. It's from 1940, about a Chinese sleuth or detective. And learned today, the part was always played by Boris Karloff. You know Boris Karloff, right?
I know the name, and
Well,
now I'm going to
okay.
go
The
look him up.
original, Frankenstein, No,
Okay, yep.
and just played all these monsters and nasty people. He was playing the part of a Chinese. That was what they did in America back in those days. So the movie I watched today, it was about the fourth in a series. Finally, they put a real Chinese person in the part of being the Chinese detective.
What
I
a
found that
revelation.
interesting. And the woman who played opposite him, the Chinese person representing the Chinese government in 1940, was actually Japanese. Her mother was Hawaiian and the father was Japanese. And she changed her name to Long so that she didn't have to go in the internment camps and could have a career in Hollywood. So she went from being a Japanese with the name Shibata to Wong. And passing herself off as a Chinese American. Little things like that. Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, that's, man, the internment camps, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a very smart idea that she had.
Yeah, and so it takes you back to the time. So what I'm saying is from one movie, and it wasn't about how great is this movie or who is the director, it's just what's interesting about this picture, the twist. So that's good because I've been feeling a little depressed about, I guess, the state of my physical health. Carpal tunnel, the leg, the knee replacement, the drop foot, and just not having the kind of pep and energy I used to have. And I've convinced myself, oh, you're old. You really are old. And I know I am. And then I'll say the age. I forget what it is. It's 72. Yeah. Oh, well, of course you're fucking feeling old. You're 72, for fuck's sake. That's old, man. And it was getting me down a little. I was actually getting depressed. And when I was taking the Percocets for the pain, it always put me in a nice place. I'd be sitting there after taking my morning pills, and an hour later, I'm feeling, I feel comfortable. I feel good. It wasn't high, but it was just good. But since I stopped taking them, oh, I've sunk back a little bit into that depression. And that's why I should be using more gummies or vaping more of the weed. I think it lifts me up and puts me in a better place. So I've been having to fight a little bit of this depression about just getting old and the things I can't do anymore. I won't be able to do hiking, climbing, dancing. That's over. Excuse me.
That's a rough position to be in. I was letting you talk, but I want to say I have been enjoying your daily posts on Twitter about the movies that you're watching,
Oh,
because they're
really?
almost all of yeah. Because
Oh,
I have my
I was
Twitter
convinced.
up while I'm sitting here at home, and
Is.
I
Oh.
enjoy all of them. I haven't heard of most of these movies.
Yeah. Is the like button broken on your machine? Because I
I
don't
don't
get any
want you to get
likes.
a. I don't want you to get a big head. But yes, I'll do a better job of liking your posts.
See, John Meadows hits like all the time, and I accused him, face to face of just, feeling obliged to do the like thing. So it cheapens it. Now, the next time you hit like, I'm going to say, oh, well, he's doing it because I told him to on the podcast, So can't win.
So I can't win. Yeah, no,
Well,
you know what? But I'm not gonna like it out of spite.
there you go.
The gummies thing. I was talking to a friend. He I haven't done this myself, but he found some recipe to make his own gummies, and he buys like some oil
Why
or
bother though?
edible like from the OCS, and he
Yeah.
makes his own batch of gummies and puts in the
Okay.
proper dosage, and that sounds really nice. I haven't bothered to do any of that myself. We keep thinking we want to make something with our, because I switched to, like, remember we did a gappage several summers ago, and I said I'm quitting weed because I think it's making my arms hurt.
Oh, I remember that. You did that live at the podcast
I then figured out later my arms always hurt, and it's this carpal
roundtables.
tunnel, and it's these other things. But we switched at about Christmas time to a dry flower vape, and
Okay.
as opposed to burning it, and
Right.
it's like a revelation. It's so much more enjoyable.
Oh,
It
yeah.
tastes better. But then we found out that, so when you use the vaporizer on the dry flower, it like the flower gets kind of brown or something. And that, as it turns out, is the first step in making edibles, is that
Okay.
you sort of cook the weed a little bit and it gets brown and it makes it available so that it can be absorbed into fat or something like that. So
Okay.
we've been saving all of our used, our decarboxylated, I guess is the word, decarboxylated flour, and the plan is to make it into butter or oil or cookies or whatever, but we haven't bothered to do any of that yet.
Does it still have enough THC left in it after
Yes.
you've vaped it? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's got a bit of THC because we don't vape it on our vape has four heat settings, and I don't remember what the numbers are, but we as the highest we go is 3 of 4, and we mostly spend our time on 2 of 4. So there's still, and I was reading somewhere that the CBDs are what comes out when you use the higher temperatures. So there's still some stuff
That's for the
in
water
there if
stone.
you cook it. Yeah, so we should
Well,
maybe get around
maybe we'll
to
get an
it.
update on the next podcast.
Yeah,
Good
maybe.
stuff. Gosh, now what about cigarette smoking? Are the two of you quit altogether? You're still falling into it once in a while? What's going on there?
Brandy has quit altogether. She hasn't had a cigarette in probably almost a year now.
Good.
And she tried briefly to do the vaping thing with me, but didn't enjoy it. So just quit cold turkey, and I'm proud of her for that. I have been using a vaporizer. So my last cigarette was, I had one mid-December at our work Christmas party. And I think I had two cigarettes that night and gave away my pack because I was not enjoying it at all and just used my vaporizer. And I've moved down to the lowest for the brand that I have, the lowest amount of nicotine
Oh, good.
in there. And the plan is to ditch it. Like I say, I'm on the lowest, but I don't know. I don't know if in the middle of a pandemic is necessarily the best time to
Maybe not.
stop.
My son is still doing that. I think his plan was to go to the lowest level, but he hasn't stopped
No.
doing it. You gotta get some oil on that door.
Yeah, I will tell the maintenance crew to wheel the door.
Good stuff. All right, we got a little meat in there, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get
Let's
some meat.
let's take a few minutes and sort of wrap this up. It will be a slow wrap.
Okay.
What else? Like, we never did go for a gappage. It sort of was one of the things, something we would, one topic that would disagree about.
Do you want a local or a recent thing that happened in politics that I find myself agreeing and disagreeing with? And I'd like to know your perspective.
Go for it.
How do you think of the Canadian government's latest action to ban assault style weapons with a, I guess, with the whatever the Canadian equivalent of an executive order is? How do you feel about that?
All in favor, and I don't care if it's an executive order or whatever. The point is, stop them. We don't need those automatic weapons or that type. And I know people work the way around, oh yeah, but there's other automatics and so on. It's a step in the right direction. However it's done, we don't need those things. And we have to do everything to stop those ideas from crossing the border, from coming up from just down south of us.
So I agree with you in that I'm against assault weapons and people having assault weapons, but I feel like the method in which it was done is seems taking advantage of the pandemic, and I feel like
Yeah, but who's being
it's
hurt by that?
Well, people's liberties are being hurt by it
No, they're
because
not.
they're.
70% of the population was in favor of this. 75% was in favor of this. All it's hurting is the people who wouldn't want this to happen anyway, no matter whether it was legislation or this particular way it was done. There's always going to be opposition to it.
I agree. There's always going to be opposition to something. But if I go back and think about, other governments, if Harper went in and did something that I disagree with in this same method, I would be
But
out of my mind angry that, oh, he's taking advantage of
yeah,
this pandemic
but
and.
I think you have to look at what is the issue, what is the thing. And this, given what just happened in Nova Scotia, even though it wouldn't have made a difference, the guy would have still had those same guns. It's the right thing to do. Just do it. I think you can't separate, oh yeah, if somebody else did that, or what would happen if there'd be an uproar if it was something else that people weren't in favor of, there'd be a huge backlash and they would back down. We're good at keeping a very close eye on our politicians. It just happened that the majority by far of Canadians wanted this to go through, no matter how. So
But it could be undone even easier than a law would be undone if the Conservatives get into power next time, in which case then nothing
well,
happens.
I think after what's going on now and the way overall, the Liberals have handled this pandemic. I don't think the Conservatives are going to be around for quite a while.
I think so as well. I just feel like if it was the other team, the other guys doing something I disagreed with in this manner, I would be out of my mind angry.
To me, it would depend on what the other thing was. And I agree, but that's just all that's talking about is our own biases. Hey, we don't like the Conservatives. We're liberal. We're left-leaning. So that's all it's really saying. That's the only reason you'd be upset about it.
Yeah, but
It's not
it
some
well,
high and mighty principle you're holding.
so I would be. I don't think I would be as mad about it if it went through the proper channels, I guess. Like yes, I would still be mad about something happening that I disagree with, but I feel like it's the fact that, and I don't remember what the Canadian term is because we've been so Americanized, but yeah, this executive order seems like. It can be so easily undone. I don't know. That's a thing. I'm glad to hear your
Well, here's the
thoughts on
garbage. I don't care. I'm in favor
it.
of well, I'm in favor of banning those things and by whatever measures it would take. But I'm also somebody who was not against the War Measures Act when Trudeau came out with it, and my liberal, left-leaning friends are outraged that I would hold that position. But I lived through that. I was in Montreal when the soldiers were on the streets. I think the fact that a politician, a duly elected politician, was strangled and left dead in the trunk of a car was time to get heavy, against an uprising in Quebec. Hey, fuck, you guys can't do this. Kidnapping the British High Commission for a month and having him in hiding with, no guarantee this guy was going to get out of there alive. Hey, it's time to come down. Have a guy bomb explosive, having his hands blown off, defusing one of the many bombs going off in Westmount, where the rich Jews lived. Hey, this is not cool. Bring in the War Measures Act, Watch me. So there you go.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that you were in, and I'm sure if I paid better attention to your podcast, I'd know this. I didn't know that you were in
Well,
you were in Montreal during that time.
Okay. I hope you listen to my country podcasts when they come out. I think even Brandy might enjoy them. But anyway.
I don't know. It's country music. I will do so as a duty,
Well,
as a
okay,
friend.
but this is the exact point. I don't call it country music. I've did a run around. I call it cowboy music. Cowboy music, because I grew up with
Cowboy music.
cowboys. That's a big
Okay.
difference. Huge difference.
Is
So,
there?
you just have to listen and find out. But anyway,
I
I've
will
done
listen
enough
then.
plugs. I got a plug at the beginning of the show. I got a plug now at the end. So we're fine. That's the only reason we're doing a gappage now. I'm plugging my new show.
I know. I realize that this is just
You're being
a ploy.
used. Yeah. Well, you deserve it, right? I owed you that.
Yes, you owed me that after kicking me off my own show.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty good. Well, 55 minutes, not too bad. Closing words. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to? Anybody you actually care about who might be listening? Like, do you care about those people in Ohio?
Those people? Yes, I care about
Do you
about
even
those
know
people.
Who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking about a regular Jason and Penelope.
Yes.
And I hope they're exactly. I hope they're doing fine. You know, we've been talking about doing another show hole soon. Mm-hmm. So hopefully
I hope you do.
Make that happen.
They're taking the social distancing very seriously, and good for them. They're good, upstanding citizens, and
they are. I feel bad.
Sorry,
I know Brandy and I live together, and we get to have each other's company, and yeah. Being alone for all that time is extra tough.
Mm.
So, yes, I'm proud of them for being serious with the social distancing, but
yeah.
I also feel for them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're managing quite well.
Which is good.
And then there's the other guy in Tennessee.
Holding yeah, down whatever. The fort. He's all right.
Whatever. Was that your answer? Whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Who else is it? Oh, I put out something the other day. I said, "How come Dr. Dave and Anthony are not here?" And I made a joke that I don't think anybody appreciated, but I said, is that petition still going around to get them to join us on Discord? And the answer from Doug was, well, we've invited them, but they're not. And my response was, there's not enough of a rate of return for them. And the reason, those guys, I'm going to say it right here and now on the Gapid show, I'm going to come right out.
Old words.
No, they may listen, they may not listen. Oh, now I can't say it because they might be listening. Oh, well, all right. There goes that. I backed down. You see, I weaseled out.
No, you got to say it, Ken. Ken.
Okay. Okay.
You got to say it.
Okay. So I can blame you.
Sure.
There's not enough of an audience. We're too small a group. Who cares when you post something witty on Discord? There's only 6 people involved, you know? It doesn't reach anybody. You need Facebook, you need Twitter, you need a wider audience so people are going to appreciate the humor. You post something on Discord, who cares? Who's listening? Nobody. It's a closed group. Who's going to waste their time doing that?
I get it. That's why I'm not on the Discord. I have an audience of 6 people. It's the show hole. It's the show hole Slack. So, okay. You know.
So you're with that group too then. Like, why would you bother joining us for a little bit? I go every day on Discord and I check to see, is anybody posting anything? And more than half the time, the last comment I see is something I posted. Like, I've closed the conversation. I posted something that nobody wants to reply to. It's
yeah,
painful.
But people have so much going on and we all have a different... There's the Discord, there's various Twitter DM yeah. chats,
yeah.
there's the Facebook, there's so much stuff. Like, not everyone's everywhere.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think you're being too hard on them.
No. Well, on who? Anthony and Dave or everybody
yeah,
else?
You're yeah. being too hard on Anthony and Dave.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
you
now
should,
make me look like a shit after telling me to say that. I tried to
be more. You should be more forgiving of Dave. You guys have something in common. He broke his leg.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know. I heard about it.
I know, but he wouldn't shut up about it on Facebook, so.
Yeah. All right, I guess the noble thing for me to do would be pull myself out of Discord then. And just, all right, shut the whole thing down.
Quit whining. Just make it 5
yeah.
people?
Yeah, just leave it to them.
Of course, the day after you do that will be the day I decide to join Discord.
Yeah, and I'll have to sign back in, find out what I'm missing. So, all right, that's kind of an ugly note to leave things on, isn't it? I didn't want to do that, but our hour is up, so... Now I almost feel I have to say something nice to somebody. God. Dave plays really good music on his podcast he does with Isabel. That's something, right?
That is something. Yeah, yeah. No, I enjoy listening to their podcast.
Yeah. Now I got to say something nice about Anthony. God, that's harder. Ooh. What could I say nice about Anthony? Can you help me out here? Say something nice about Anthony?
Anthony is takes his
Party line?
takes the
Party line?
issues that are important to him very seriously,
Yes.
and I
Yes.
respect that.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I can get
See?
behind that. Takes it very seriously. You would say too seriously sometimes and offend some people about white privilege and stuff, or no,
I
you're not
wouldn't
going to
do
go
that.
there.
I wouldn't say that. No, because I was trying to say something nice.
Well, I know, but I don't want you to come out seeming ending the show with you being the nice guy, right?
Yeah, but that's, as you said, how this always ends.
I know. God damn it. You see, you tricked me into that. You made me say the things, and now I'll leave it at that.
You're the jerk. Yeah.
Yeah.
As
Well,
it
yeah,
was, it
okay.
ever shall be.
I'll take that. And sometimes, because of my age, I feel I can get away with that. I don't, I feel okay, hey, it's my role. If I can't be a jerk, who can be?
Exactly. Like, you're an old white man. You're allowed to be a jerk. That's.
I use my privilege to my full advantage. All right.
Right.
All's well that ends well.
Well, this was fun.
It is quite wonderful. I am going to sum it up that we actually have a very real community with all of the people we've talked about in this thing. Honestly, I truly celebrate that. When I teased about Anthony and Dave, and I'm not backtracking here. I have my beefs, but I love the fact that we've actually established a community, and even more so that we've pulled some Americans into it. That we're a core. Let's not forget the virtual youper, you know, that we've actually made a group of people who care about each other, who gather together in Hamilton every year. That's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I love our little group, and I'm very glad that I'm a part of it. It's nice. I had a my original podcast group. None of them podcast anymore, and but for one, I hadn't met any of them. So, I like that I found another group, and we're close. I like it.
Running into overtime here, Brent. All
Well,
right,
shit.
that's it. Another gappage in the can.